Hutu. After the genocide, many Hutus were caught fleeing the country and were brought back to justice to their villages and the village courts, which would administer justice. And this was very much dependent on all the local elders, and the person who was wronged had a big say in deciding what would happen. And like the courts in South Africa, if people were willing to repent, then the sentence was commuted. So this young man was brought before the courts and the widow, and he was asked, will you ask for forgiveness? Are you repentant of what you've done? Will you ask forgiveness? And the young man said, yes, I'm very repentant. I'm very sorry that I did. I was led astray by others. And I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry for the widow. And I ask for forgiveness. And the widow said, well, thank you. I thank you for your forgiveness. And I receive that forgiveness. And I will forgive you. But also, you've done a great wrong, so justice must be done. And she said, you killed my son, so I no longer have a son, I have no one to look after me in my old age. So this is the sentence that I pronounce over you, that you will come and live in my house and be my son. Mm. So that day, the widow received a son, and the young man received a mother. Yeah. So that's something to think about.
Thank you.